Younger Furniture was born and bred in North Carolina. Today, it's the second generation of Younger doing the honors at the world-renowned furniture market. Meredith Younger Spell is only 30 years old and president of the company. Her outfit is as bright as her personality as she greets U.S. Senator Kay Hagan, who's in town for a private furniture tour.
Meredith Spell. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming. This is Mike Younger.
Mike Younger started the contemporary Younger Furniture more than 20 years ago in Thomasville, North Carolina. They design and make their furniture from start to finish. Hagen likes that.
My four favorite words, made in North Carolina. And that's what's evident here.
Meredith Younger Spell says the company is enjoying all the attention being given to their newest line called Avenue 62. The mid-century sleek sofas and chairs and bright, bold fabrics are targeted to the young professional. Spell says the look is taking off, but the question buyers ask most is, where is this furniture made?
This trend started probably a few years ago, maybe 3.5 years. It's the first question out of people's mouths is, where is this furniture made? Whereas before, it might not have even been in their top, you know, 5 or 10 questions. But it's becoming to be more and more on their minds, which is good.
And Senator Hagan says that translates into jobs in an industry that has suffered a lot over the past 2 decades.
Once they make this product, once the buyers come in and they place their orders, then that's when the factory workers are starting to work and get the shipments out.
There are reasons for the Made in America questions. Tom Conley is president and CEO of the High Point Market.
Cost is certainly one thing. The labor costs in China are going up. Transportation costs are going up. And I would like to think that there's a certain amount of patriotism, too, that in fact folks recognize that we're going to help ourselves to help our economy grow.
Economists say they also see a steady growth in the furniture industry, which is understandable since home sales are up and foreclosures are down. Heinz Kadenfeld is the CEO of 220 Elm. There are 30 furniture showrooms in his building where 65 home furnishings companies share space. He says the recession of 2008 plus the economic downturn was hard, but he sees a positive turn in business.
The last two markets we've seen a steady improvement. I think in terms of business, we're going to see that again this market.
And he says furniture companies like Younger are doing especially well. Younger's Avenue 62 has moved into the most visible showroom in the building, first floor center.
This showroom looks the best I've seen it with the new Avenue 62 collection. So I'm really impressed with the styling and the colors and the whole showroom just pops. It's really a great impact when you walk into the building and you see the Younger showroom.
The High Point Market runs through Thursday. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.